Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
This is Miriam. Miriam was ran out of her home, ran out of her community by ISIS, and she's a Christian. She's given her testimony. You got to see this. It'll just melt your heart. She has the right viewpoint. We need to have her viewpoint. This has gone viral around the world.
During our visit to this camp, we were surprised to find this girl who said that she watched our program. Her name is Miriam. How are you doing, Miriam?
Fine. How are you?
I'm great. Do you really watch our program?
Yes.
Do you like Sat7 Kids?
Yes.
Where are you from? Are you two from Kirikosh?
Yes, I'm from Kirikosh.
You're 10 years old, aren't you?
I am.
How long have you been in this camp?
4 months.
What's the thing that you miss most from Kirikosh that you don't have here?
We used to have a house and were entertained, whereas here we're not. But thank God, God provides for us.
What do you mean God provides for you?
God loves us and wouldn't let ISIS kill us.
You know how much God loves you, don't you?
Yes, God loves us all. Not just me, God loves everybody.
Do you also think God loves those who harmed you or not?
He loves them, but he doesn't love Satan.
What are your feelings towards those who drove you out of your home and caused you hardships?
I won't do anything to them. I will only ask God to forgive them.
And can you two forgive them?
Yes.
Well, that's very hard, or is it easy, to forgive those who made you suffer?
I won't kill them. Why kill them? I'm just sad they drove us out of our homes. Why did they do that?
You used to love your school in Kirikosh, didn't you?
Yes, I was the first of my class always.
You also have friends from school?
Yes.
Are they here with you, or is none of them here?
There are, but I don't know where.
Maybe some of them are watching Sat7 Kids on TV now. What would you like to tell them?
I used to have a friend before I came here. Her name was Sandra. We used to spend the whole day together. All day at school we were together. Even though we didn't live close by, we loved each other a lot. If any of us wronged to the other, we used to forgive each other. Sometimes we used to play and wrong to each other, but we used to forgive one another. We used to love each other. Now I only wish to see her.
Do you know where she is?
No, I don't know where she is.
If Sandra is watching us now, I'm sure she's sending you her greetings. And I'm sure she loves you, Miriam.
She loves me a lot. And I love her too and wish to see her one day.
For sure. And I wish that she would be with you on the day that you meet Sandra.
Hopefully.
What does that mean?
I hope we get to go back home and she goes back home. So we can meet again.
I hope you go back to a home that's better than your first home.
If God so wants. Not what we want, but God, because he knows.
Don't you sometimes feel sad? Do you feel Jesus had forsaken you, for example?
No, sometimes I cry because we left our home in Kirikosh, but I'm not angry at God because we left Kirikosh. I thank him because he provided for us. Even if we're suffering here, he provides for us.
You taught me so many things.
Thank you. You taught me things too.
What did I teach you?
You taught me... You didn't teach me. I mean, you felt for me. You felt for me. I had some feelings and I wanted people to know how I feel. The children here.
Do you know that Jesus will never forsake you?
He will never forsake me. If you're a true believer, he will never forsake you.
Do you remember a song that you used to sing and talk to Jesus through it, or don't you remember anything at all?
I know some songs.
Would you like to sing to me the song that you like the most? Just a short song that you can sing to us? What do you think?
There's a song.
It's just, she so moves your heart, doesn't she? What a beautiful testimony. And we just go through small trials and we complain. Dear Lord, help us where we've complained about. Here she is going through all this and seeing such great tragedy. And even like Jesus said, he said, pray for your enemies and bless them. And that's what Miriam's doing. Just so blessed. This thing went viral around the world. As a matter of fact, we want to be able to update you on where she is and how she's doing. As a matter of fact, take a look at this update.
1 year since the Islamic State overran much of northern Iraq, ISIS has brutalized, raped, and murdered thousands.
We have shared many, many of the horror stories, but we have also learned of one of the little Christians who have overcome, and her story has inspired us all. Gary Lane traveled to Iraq and brings us her story.
For Iraq, the summer of 2014 was like no other. A militant Muslim group known as the Islamic State overran the city of Mosul and nearby villages. Thousands were killed or kidnapped, and more than 1 million people fled into Iraqi Kurdistan. Over the last year, we brought you many reports about Christians who have been forced from their homes because of ISIS right here in Iraq. But there's one little girl whose story went viral, and we thought we'd introduce you to her once again. Late last year, the world was amazed to hear a young Christian named Miriam tell a reporter she forgives ISIS. Tens of thousands of people viewed her comments on the internet. I recently caught up with the 11-year-old and her younger sister Zomarod as they returned from school. Their family recently moved into a small two-bedroom trailer in a community of displaced Christians in Erbil. So why is Miriam unafraid of ISIS? And why does she forgive the jihadists who drove her from her home in Karakosh?
In the Bible, Jesus said to us, "Don't be afraid. I am with you." And also he said, "Forgive others, no matter who they are hating you. You have to forgive them. Jesus is my Father. And he is my creator. I have no one else better than him. When ISIS drove us out of our home, his hand was on us and he saved us."
And when Miriam grows up, she wants to join Doctors Without Borders.
There are people everywhere who need treatment, but they cannot get it because they don't have enough money to go to the doctor. And the doctors aren't usually available. Jesus said, "You've been given freely, so you should give freely." This is why we should love them and provide treatment.
Maryam says she cherishes the Bible because it is God's love story to humanity.
The only story in the Bible is the story of the resurrection of Christ Jesus the Lord, because through that story we can have hope.
And this young Christian says when she prays, it isn't for a bigger home or more possessions.
When I pray that God might help us to go back home, and also that the peace of God might come all over Iraq, and also may God forgive ISIS.
So what is the source of Maryam's unshakable faith and the words of wisdom beyond her years?
The words I am speaking to you are not coming from a random place. They are coming from the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit gave me the words to tell you.
Maryam's father, Waleed, is proud his daughter became an internet sensation.
I'm thinking God gave me a nice daughter to separate the word of Jesus to all the world through the media, not because to famous her, but to give the regard of God to all the people and the peace.
Maryam and Zomorod love singing hymns.
Ya Rabbu Akrubu.
Their mother, Alice, taught them the words to Christian songs. Alice told me, it seems like the Holy Spirit put in their hearts to love these songs and dedicate this part of their personality to love God and praise God. So they admire this way of worshiping. And finally, Maryam advises Christian children in the United States and elsewhere to love God and share their faith with friends.
They don't need to be frightened, and also, things that happen in their lives, they should learn from us in our lives. This should not be to get something or to get glory for ourselves. It is for the sake of God, because God lives, and we want to do everything for the glory of God, and also for exalting God in our lives.
Gary Lane, CBN News, Erbil, Iraq.
Out of the mouth of babes, George.
Yeah,
sometimes it
powerful
takes,
words.
Sometimes it takes a youngster to lead
That's
the way
right.
in
exactly.
these times.
And in this case, ISIS.
I know.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hope they're watching.
Me too.
I'm going to close on prayer. Father God, we just thank you for Maryam, Father
yes,
God,
Lord.
Her testimony, Lord. Help us to live that kind of life before the world. Help us to love our enemies. Bless those who curse us, Father God. And we just pray even right now, Father God, for even those that are meaning harm across the nation, Lord, that you would just forgive them. Hmm. Save them, restore them, we pray, yes. Lord, and thank you for what you're going to do in Cuba, Father God, with the revival, Lord God. And we thank you for this congressman who went into Belarus, God, that you would continue, Father God, moving that way even in our nation, God, we ask. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Life.